This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you, you know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Welcome in to Vern's post-game show.
Massey not stopping in second and slides into third with a two-run triple.
Here's Josh Vernier.
All right, yeah, good evening. 3-0 the final score. Royals lose a 10th straight game. They're shut out for the 9th time this season. That's the most in Major League Baseball. And ladies and gentlemen, I don't know what to say. Well, I have plenty to say. I just don't know what I can say that's different. Different from what I said after a loss to the Baltimore Orioles or the Miami Marlins. What I said after a loss to the Oakland Athletics or the Chicago White Sox. Look, I'll give you the phone number. It's 913-586-7610. That's 913-586-7610. Royals are now 18-51 on the season. I mean, it was earlier today on the On Deck show. Royals coming off an off day. The Angels got to Kansas City around 2, 3 in the morning, probably got to their hotel and in their rooms around 4 a.m. Royals were at home with an off day. The Royals are now 0-9 after an off day. What do you make of that? Not only are they 0-9 after getting a day of rest, they've been shut out 4 times after a day of rest. Now, I understand this is a young team, and young athletes don't always need rest. Ready to go. But the way this team has been playing, they needed rest. Physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually. They needed the rest, and yet this is what we see. This is the performance we get. Again, the phone lines are open for you. 913-586-7610. Again, that's 913-586-7610. As far as the game is concerned, I said earlier today I thought a majority of the pressure tonight was on the shoulders of Brady Singer. And his final line would indicate that he did a fair enough job. 5 2/3 innings of two-run baseball. 2 walks and 5 strikeouts. And he was good enough. I'll give him that. He was good enough despite that first inning run. He was good enough to not be saddled with the loss. That's what I'll say. That's what I'm comfortable saying. Brady pitched well enough to not be saddled with the loss. Now, he was, because his offense didn't score a frickin' run. But I'm not going to get carried away with my praise for Brady Singer. He was given a few gifts out there tonight. He gives up 2 earned runs in 5 2/3 innings. Credit to Carlos Hernandez for coming in with 2 on and 1 out and not allowing any further damage in that 6th inning, but the Angels did run into a pair of outs on the base paths. No credit to Freddie Fermin making a nice throw, and credit to Brady Singer for making a nice throw to third base to catch Mickey Moniak stealing in the third. So Singer pitched well enough to not be saddled with the loss, but he was anything but classic Brady. Classic Brady finishes off that 6th inning. He was fine tonight. Now, the issue tonight was the issue on Wednesday, and the issue on Tuesday, and the issue on Monday. Again, the Royals, with runners in scoring position, obviously go 0 for tonight, 0 for 5. And I know Edward Olivares was the designated hitter. I know he was the 3-hitter, and oftentimes the 3-hitter's the best hitter on the team. Mike Trout hit 3rd tonight for the Angels. But between you and I don't really care all that much what Edward Olivares does. I wish nothing but the best for him, but I don't view him as a ball player that we're evaluating here in 2023. He's a placeholder. That's how I view Eddie. So I know he went 0 for 2 with runners in scoring position. I don't want to talk about that. Now, they were big, no doubt. 5-4-3 double play in the first inning with 2 on and nobody out, and then he makes the 3rd out in the 5th inning with a runner 90 feet away. No, what I want to talk about is MJ Melendez and Bobby Witt Jr. and their opportunities tonight. Because after Edward Olivares hits into that double play, Prado standing on 3rd with 2 outs. MJ, just like we saw you do throughout that road trip, and like you've done quite a bit since the calendar flipped to May, shorten up, go the other way. And what does he do? He's swinging as if he's trying to hit one to St. Louis. Strikes out swinging in the 1st inning. Comes up to the dish again with runners on the corners and 2 outs. It tries to hit one to the moon. Rolls over, grounds out to the 1st baseman. So we're already starting to see how this game's going to turn out, because without Salvi, without Vinny, with a 6-7-8-9 in the lineup that consists of Matt Duffy, Freddie Fermin, Drew Waters, and Dairon Blanco, with all due respect to those 4 professional ball players, when that is your 6-7-8-9, you knew what this game came down to. This game came down to those unproven position players. The 24-year-old Prado, the 23-year-old Witt, the 24-year-old MJ Melendez, and the 23-year-old Michael Garcia. These are the guys that must come through in the big spots. Those guys must execute in the big spots, and Brady Singer must get the job done. Singer did well enough. Didn't meet my expectations, but did well enough. The offense, the unproven position players, did not. MJ punches out in the first with a runner 90 feet away from home, does it again in the third, well, grounds out in the third, and then in the fifth inning, Dairon Blanco, the nine-hitter, with the Royals at this time, bottom five, trailing 1-0. Dairon Blanco falls behind in the count 0-2, battles back to draw a walk. The nine-hitter draws a walk in a one-run game, flipping over the lineup. I turn to anyone that would listen to me in the press box and, with an agitated tone of voice, said, "They better score here. There is no excuse to not push that run across with that speedy runner." And on the first pitch to Nick Prado, he's hit. He's plunked. First and second, nobody out. Patrick Sandoval, the Angels starting pitcher, throws four straight balls to Dairon Blanco, hits Nick Prado with the next offering, and Bobby Witt Jr. stands up with maybe the winning run on first. Maybe he's the winning run. All I know is the game tying run is on second base. First and second, nobody out. Sandoval looks to be faltering. He's facing a lineup for the third time. First pitch to Bobby Witt Jr. As Matt Quatrero called it, a curveball that looked meaty. Bobby can't resist. 5-4-3 double play. Two pitches later, Edward Olivares flies out to the second baseman, ending the threat. They would never threaten again. MJ and Bobby combined to go 0-for-3 with runners in scoring position. That's your ball game. Is that unfair? Yeah, that is unfair. It is unfair to expect a 23 and 24-year-old who have been in the big leagues for just over one calendar year. It is unfair to expect them to come through every time they're put in that position. But because of injuries and the lack of talent surrounding them, them's the breaks. You gotta come through. And tonight they didn't, so the Royals lose for a 10th straight game. Phone lines are open, 913-586-7610. Again, that's 913-586-7610. We start off right here in Kansas City with Destructor D. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern, was out at the game tonight, was actually fairly impressed with the crowd. It was, they probably had, if I had to guess, 17, 18,000. That's just a guess. Took my family out there. We did have a good time other than the offense that produced nothing. I think you hit it on the head. The two double plays when you had first and second, no outs. I mean, that's inexcusable. I really, really wish they would have had Bobby Witt bunt in that situation. I just felt like first and second, no outs. He's fast as hell. Have him bunt right there. He didn't. And as soon as he hit into that double play, kind of like you said, he just felt like that was it. The game was over.
I felt like throwing up.
Yeah, and then Brady Singer, I thought he pitched fairly well. He didn't have his best stuff, but he grinded.
Mm-hmm.
Hernandez came in. He looked all right. And Cox, I mean, he looked great, striking out Ohtani. Nothing could be held against the pitching, but, with Perez and Vinny out, this lineup is rough. And I don't know. I wish I had the solution of, you just do this and this, and they're going to start scoring, but
right. It's
going to be tough. But I appreciate it. Thank you for letting me talk. And like to hear your comments.
Yeah, man, I appreciate it. Thanks for placing that phone call. As far as Bobby laying down that bunt, listen, there are no bad ideas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
So I'm not going to disagree. But man, look, I didn't want him to bunt there. I wanted him to take a pitch. That's what I wanted. I wanted him to be a number two hitter. I wanted him to come through. Not lay down a bunt and turn it over to Edward Olivares. You're Bobby Witt Jr. So long as Salvi's on the shelf, you're the guy. I want you bunting. But like I said, no bad ideas. And to your point about Austin Cox, two scoreless innings, three strikeouts. Why not give this guy a shot? Give him a start. Why not? Again, there are no bad ideas. Not when you're 18 and 51. And like you were alluding to, I don't know how it gets better. Well, I do. The way it gets better is, and I've said this before, the only way it gets better is if Brady Singer pitches, well, like this, right? To a certain extent, this type of production or these type of results, I guess, two earned runs over five and a third. The only way it gets better is if Brady Singer starts to give you six and a third of two-run baseball and Daniel Lynch does the same. That's the only way, in my opinion, things get better. Because Vinny ain't coming back. Chris Bubich ain't coming back. Now, hopefully Salvi's back soon, but it's not as if he's going to get healthier as the season goes along. You're only going to lose the best arms you have in that bullpen. You're only going to lose them via trade. So I don't know how it gets better. Outside of Singer and Lynch, Bobby and Melendez coming through in those situations that they were unable to do so tonight. Let's go to Lewis in Overland Park. Lewis, you're on 610 Sports Radio as the Royals get shut out at home by the Angels 3-0.
Hey, Vern. Love the show, man. I'm headed home from the K right now. Rough one tonight. I think it's hard enough on the Royals, especially when they don't have their two best bats in there. I was just wondering kind of your take. I find myself as a fan always still excited about the young guys, you know, particularly Vinny, Bobby, and MJ. I was just curious your opinion on how long before, I'm not saying the time is now, but how long do you think before we can make a judgment on these guys? And do we still have something to be excited about, you know, in this young bunch? And I know it's an evaluation season, but I was just curious your thoughts on their progressions and kind of when we can, you know, make a judgment on those guys.
Appreciate the phone call. In my opinion, to make any grand judgment, to make any declarative statement about what their career is going to look like, I feel like you got to wait at least until the end of this season. But those three names that you mentioned, to me, Vinny Pasquantino is a hitting machine. That is undeniable. And I think when he returns from this surgery, he's still going to be able to hit and hit consistently. Bobby Witt Jr., I'm comfortable saying that, you know, so long as health stays on his side, Bobby's going to play at least another 10, 12 years in this sport. He's just too athletic, too strong, too quick. Bobby is a winning player. Now, is he a number two hitter? Is he a number five hitter? Is he a number seven hitter? We'll find that out over the course of the remaining 93 games and into next season. Is he a superstar? No, no. He does have greatness, right? There's no doubt the athleticism and the speed is the top 1% in the sport. But outside of that athleticism, outside of that speed, I don't know if there's something that he has showcased on a consistent basis that screams greatness. And regarding MJ Melendez, yeah, I'm not willing to say anything right now. I need to see these final 93 games. Every time I watch him, it just looks as if he is gripping the bat way too tight. Like if it was a tube of toothpaste, it'd be toothpaste on the outfield wall. He's squeezing that bad boy so hard. Now, defensively, made a nice sliding catch in right field. You're seeing improvement from him defensively. You're obviously seeing improvement from Bobby defensively. And you mentioned Vinny Pasquantino. I thought he had a quality showing defensively at first base prior to the injury. But to answer your question, at least the rest of this season, MJ more than anybody needs these final 93 games. Bobby, I'm already comfortable saying he's a big leaguer for the next decade plus. And Vinny Pasquantino, I'm already comfortable saying he is a threat. He is an offensive threat. He is the undeniable Vinny Pasquantino. When he gets back, I think he'll get right back to drawing more walks than strikeouts, hitting 270 with an OPS in the 800s. Michael Garcia, Michael Massey, Nick Prado, Drew Waters. Man, I'm with you, Lewis. I still get excited watching these young hitters come up to the dish in those big spots. I was locked in for Melendez there in the first and in the third and Bobby in the fifth. I still get excited for them. I want to see them succeed, and it's painful when they don't. I'm excited for tomorrow to watch. Never mind. That was on accident. I thought tomorrow was Daniel Lynch. I remembered he pitched yesterday. No, tomorrow is Mike Myers. And best of luck to him. Doesn't quite get me as excited as a Daniel Lynch or a Brady Singer. Or shoot, even if you gave Austin Cox a start, maybe I'd be a touch more excited about that. 913-586-7610 is our phone number. Royals lose at home 3-0. They've now dropped 10 in a row. And we want to thank our sponsor, Rawhide Harley Davidson, the number one volume Harley dealer in Kansas. Want to thank them for all their support all season long. At least for each and every home game here on 610 Sports Radio. 913-586-7610. The record is now 18-51. We take a quick timeout. We get back to your thoughts after this.
Burns Post Game Show on your home for Royals baseball, 610 Sports Radio, and the Odyssey app.
Vern here to remind you Royals fans that 1 hour before first pitch every game day, I give you a chance to win a pair of tickets on the new trivia game, It's the Pitch Clock.
Zero.
You can hear that, the On Deck Show, every Royals game, and every post-game show on your phone, tablet, or smart speaker with the Odyssey app. And if you ever miss a show, just check out the podcast, All Things Vern. I join Fesco in the morning, Mondays at 8 a.m., Cody and Gold, Wednesdays at 12:30, and every Friday with CDOT on the Drive. Your home for Royals baseball in Kansas City is 610 Sports Radio.
Welcome back to Vern's post-game show. Here's Royals insider Josh Vernier.
3-0, the final score. Royals drop a 10th straight game. They've been outscored by 35 runs in the course of this 10-game losing streak. They go 0-for-5 tonight with runners in scoring position. They're hitting a .145 during this skid with runners in scoring position. 10-for-69. 65 men left on base over the course of this 10-game losing streak. Phone lines are open, 913-586-7610. Again, that's 913-586-7610. And my game notes after this 3-0 loss are presented by Jay's Southland Tow Service. Again, I keep going back to the fact that the Royals are now 0-9 following an off day. Angels got to town in their hotel room about 4 a.m. Royals had an off day yesterday. Royals have been shut out 4 times after an off day. Let's go to Michelle from Troy. Michelle, you're on 610 Sports Radio. Thanks for the phone call. What's going on?
Hey, I got a question. We were at the game tonight. Great crowds. Fireworks were awesome. Yep. When are we going to talk about management? Batting coach, Quatraro. I'm not a big fan. I'm just wondering, how long are we going to wait to talk about any changes there?
Well, you can bring up whatever you want, whenever you want. What are your ideas? What do you want to do? Why are they to blame, in your opinion?
I'm sorry.
No, I was just curious why they're to blame, in your opinion. Just your thoughts on why we need...
I think a lot of it, there's some fielding things and some running errors and some that I think is just managing. And I don't know. I think that this team truly has some great potential. And I don't know if they're just not being coached right or what, but...
No, I got you, Michelle, and, you know, everyone is culpable. Everything is a fair question when you're 18 and 51. And you know, you talk about the potential, and I understand it. Thanks for the phone call. I understand it to a certain extent because, obviously, you know, I'm watching this team every day. I see the work that they put in, dating all the way back to spring training. I know how much they care. So, yeah, you know, I've seen all these guys good. Prado and Bobby. I've seen Melendez and Garcia and Waters. And you know the names. I've seen them all good. Brady and Lynch. We know what's in there. But they wouldn't be here if they didn't have talent. I understand they're 18 and 51. You say the same thing about the Oakland A's. They wouldn't be in that position if they weren't talented. You got to be so extremely talented to get to AAA. You know how few ball players in the world make it to AAA? And then to get the call to the big leagues, you do something well. Hit, run, throw, pitch, relieve, whatever. You do something well, so of course they all have potential. Royals are the worst team in baseball, and you're right, they are loaded with potential. Now, sadly, Chris Bubich, done for the year. Vinny Pasquantino, done for the year. Salvador Perez, out tonight. Plenty of other injuries, I'll spare you the names. So I saw the potential, but to say that they're not hitting that potential because of coaching, well, then what do you say about last year? Right? What do we say about 2021? Right? They were the best team in baseball after April. And then they had an 11-game losing streak. Remember 2021? Best team in baseball. Jacob Junis was pitching okay. They take Junis out of the rotation. They call up Daniel Lynch. Now, it's not Lynch's fault, but that seemed to be the turning point. Calendar flips to May, and they go in the tank. They lose 11 in a row, which is still the last time the Royals lost double-digit games in a row. Back in May of 2021, they're there again, losing 10 straight. You know, I could lend more credence to the idea of the problem is coaching. I could lend more credence to that if you didn't just overhaul your coaching staff. And you did. You fired your hitting coach last year. You fired your pitching coach. You fired your manager. Brought in two new pitching coaches, two new hitting coaches, a new manager, a new bench coach, a new bullpen coach. And I'm in that clubhouse just about every day. I talk to Matt Quatrero every single day. There's only so much coaches can do. What I'm watching right now out there, sure, it leaves a lot to be desired talent-wise. No doubt, they're at a talent disadvantage 85% of the games they play. No question about it. But I see a lot of young and experienced ball players putting so much more pressure on their shoulders than needs to be there. And the coaching staff can only let out so much air. Eventually, you need to take a deep breath. You need to execute. You need to say, hey, you know what? Maybe swinging for the fences isn't paying off. Maybe if I choke up and think middle, opposite field, back up the middle the other way, if that's my mindset, man, you know what? I had a lot of success going that way in May. How about we try to get back to that? Instead, they step up to the box, seeing that batting average, seeing that OPS being well below what they expected it to be. They gaze over and they see the standings and they see that they're the worst team in baseball. And their idea is, let's erase all of that with one swing. And that never works out. Now, they're not the first young group of Royals to go through that. Moose went through it. Haas went through it. A lot of those champions went through it. Not to say that these guys are going to turn into champions, but they're not the first to feel the pressure of the spotlight, of being the cornerstones of a franchise. It's what Haas and Moose were. And that's what Bobby and MJ need to be. Or else we're at the very beginning of the rebuild. The very beginning of the rebuild. Let's go to Brandon in Lenexa. Brandon, you're on 610 Sports Radio as the Royals get shut out at home by the Angels 3-0. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Hey, so yeah, I'm on the Kansas side, and I'm hearing about the new stadium and everything else going on. And so I feel for the people in Jackson County, because, you know, they're not in a position right now to excitingly approve a tax hike to build a new stadium, and I don't blame them. And this is embarrassing. So I was trying to think of an NFL analogy to the Royals, but I couldn't. The best that I could come up with is this: they're like Rutgers or Vanderbilt football, and it's terrible. And I'm going to throw something radical out there, a radical idea, and I still want you to be around, so maybe you should start doing some research on the NBA. Dude, let's get rid of the Royals. Let's get an NBA team in here, because this is embarrassing. It's absolutely embarrassing, and I don't think it's anywhere close to getting fixed. I'll listen off air, Vern. Thank you.
Appreciate it. Well, that NBA team better be a winner, or else no one's going to go to bat either. Sports fans only support winners in 2023. There's too many entertainment options. And respectfully, I love Kansas City. Kansas City has given me almost everything great in my life. But there is not... I haven't learned anything about this city that lends me to believe that they would embrace the NBA. That's just my opinion. Now, a winner, everyone would support a winner. But just the sense that I get, the NBA is not the average Kansas Cityan is not longing for the NBA. I love the NBA. Grew up with the NBA. Covered the NBA for the first 10 years of my career. Or at least was around the NBA for the first 10 years of my career. Covered the NBA finals. Been around. Been to some big games, some big moments. I don't get the sense that that's what Kansas City wants. Maybe you know the city better than I. But from my experience, yeah, no. Let's go to Steven from DeSoto. You're on 610 Sports Radio. Go ahead, Steven.
Hey, Vern, you should have been here when the Kings were playing the Lakers in the finals. You might have a little different opinion on that one.
My opinion wouldn't have changed. That was 40 years ago. Well, lots changed in 40 years.
It was like March Madness. It was better than the Royals. The playing the Kings and the Lakers against Kareem was almost better than winning a World Series. But the problem that we're dealing with here is you're trying to steal my childhood with a money grab. How are you going to I want all the listeners to think of how are you going to convince me from Johnson County to drive all the way over to the Northland for just basically greed, for just basically abject greed.
What does that got to do with anything, to be quite honest with you? You're talking about a hypothetical stadium in the North Kansas City and that you won't go to it. Okay, then don't go. It's not even there yet. How are you agitated about it already?
I'm just dealing with facts. The Royals announced they're going to have a downtown site and a Northland site, and I really don't want to go to that hellhole downtown. So don't go to it.
Why are you calling up me to tell me about it?
I didn't ask for any of this.
I don't care if you're going or not going.
How is this franchise? How are you going to attract me to drive north when you're stealing my childhood and taking away all
Steve,
my memories?
Steve, you are so dramatic. Good Lord, you're like a 13-year-old high schooler. Get out of here. Stealing my childhood. Oh, my goodness. Thanks for the phone call. My word, you're stealing my childhood. The humanity. Grow up. When was the last time you went to a game? I swear the only time I hear from you is some whiny BS like that. Then don't go. Certainly stop listening to them. I don't understand why you still do this to yourself, Steve. Let's go to Cheryl from Hyde Park. Had a chance to catch up with Cheryl during the game. Cheryl, man, I really thought tonight was the night that they would end the losing streak. You were in the building, but the boys unable to come through for us.
Well, I did my best.
You did.
Actually, I was trying to feel the juju all day. I thought, yep, I feel really good. But I finally realized when I was leaving the ballpark, which I did enjoy being there, I wanted to mention that I haven't been to the ballpark in a long time, and there's just nothing like a ball game. And I love seeing Shohei Ohtani and Singer pitching and Mike Trout. Those are kind of one time. Everybody should see them once.
Agreed.
But you know what? I was saying to Bahi when we were leaving, you know, I was trying too hard too. You know, I was gripping the chairs and had my fists all clenched up and yelling my head off. I think I'm tense too when they get up to bat. So I don't know. The tension is creeping all over the place. I don't know what can fix it. I think we need to be maybe just a little more go with the flow, as difficult as that sounds. Mm-hmm. But, 2015 is still ringing in my ears. And, I'll very gladly wait to be on that ride all over again.
Yeah.
But I also thought of maybe a little historical note, if you're up for that this evening.
Let's hear it.
All right. I was raised in St. Louis, and my grandmother was a domestic there in the 1920s. And I knew she liked baseball, and I asked her about, I think I asked her about why she liked baseball, or, what got her going on baseball. And she said, well, in St. Louis, if you were a domestic, you had Thursday afternoon and Sunday afternoon off. But and on Thursday afternoon, if there was a game in town, they were all daytime games then, of course, they had they let the domestics in free to watch the ball game. And I just thought that was such a great thing for them to do. And it ignited, you know, a love for baseball in my grandmother. And you know, I think I feel it today. So it's just something that, you know, when I think of that and think of my grandmother and what a joy it was for her to go to a baseball game. And here I can go in and, you know, sit in a good seat and, and enjoy a game. Just don't discount the magic of baseball. If anyone has seen their team win or even be in a series, it's a big deal.
Yeah.
And, you know, not every team can be in the series every year. And, yeah, we're going to have some pretty distressing times, and we're in the middle of one now. So let's just keep our powder dry and know who we are and what we're all about. And if these aren't the boys that can bring us around to that time and we need to trade some away, boy, I'm a hard one to come around to this, but you know, I guess I'm for it. Salvi would be a really hard one, but
the thing is, Cheryl, and I appreciate the phone call. It was great seeing you out at the ballpark, and I know I'm going to see you out here again. You keep acting like, okay, this is – no, you'll be back. I'll see you at Kauffman Stadium. But as far as Salvador Perez, yeah, we've talked a lot about the idea of trading him before the August 1st trade deadline.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year, because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces, like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide.
based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Now, it's not Lynch's fault, but that seemed to be the turning point. Calendar flips to May, and they go in the tank. They lose 11 in a row, which is still the last time the Royals lost double-digit games in a row. Back in May of 2021, they're there again, losing 10 straight. You know, I could lend more credence to the idea of the problem is coaching. I could lend more credence to that if you didn't just overhaul your coaching staff. And you did. You fired your hitting coach last year. You fired your pitching coach. You fired your manager. Brought in two new pitching coaches, two new hitting coaches, a new manager, a new bench coach, a new bullpen coach. And I'm in that clubhouse just about every day. I talk to Matt Quatrero every single day. There's only so much coaches can do. What I'm watching right now out there, sure, it leaves a lot to be desired talent-wise. No doubt, they're at a talent disadvantage 85% of the games they play. No question about it. But I see a lot of young and experienced ball players putting so much more pressure on their shoulders than needs to be there. And the coaching staff can only let out so much air. Eventually, you need to take a deep breath. You need to execute. You need to say, hey, you know what? Maybe swinging for the fences isn't paying off. Maybe if I choke up and think middle, opposite field, back up the middle the other way, if that's my mindset, man, you know what? I had a lot of success going that way in May. How about we try to get back to that? Instead, they step up to the box, seeing that batting average, seeing that OPS being well below what they expected it to be. They gaze over and they see the standings and they see that they're the worst team in baseball. And their idea is, let's erase all of that with one swing. And that never works out. Now, they're not the first young group of Royals to go through that. Moose went through it. Haas went through it. A lot of those champions went through it. Not to say that these guys are going to turn into champions, but they're not the first to feel the pressure of the spotlight, of being the cornerstones of a franchise. It's what Haas and Moose were. And that's what Bobby and MJ need to be. Or else we're at the very beginning of the rebuild. The very beginning of the rebuild. Let's go to Brandon in Lenexa. Brandon, you're on 610 Sports Radio as the Royals get shut out at home by the Angels 3-0. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Hey, so yeah, I'm on the Kansas side, and I'm hearing about the new stadium and everything else going on. And so I feel for the people in Jackson County, because, you know, they're not in a position right now to excitingly approve a tax hike to build a new stadium, and I don't blame them. And this is embarrassing. So I was trying to think of an NFL analogy to the Royals, but I couldn't. The best that I could come up with is this: they're like Rutgers or Vanderbilt football, and it's terrible. And I'm going to throw something radical out there, a radical idea, and I still want you to be around, so maybe you should start doing some research on the NBA. Dude, let's get rid of the Royals. Let's get an NBA team in here, because this is embarrassing. It's absolutely embarrassing, and I don't think it's anywhere close to getting fixed. I'll listen off air, Vern. Thank you.
Appreciate it. Well, that NBA team better be a winner, or else no one's going to go to bat either. Sports fans only support winners in 2023. There's too many entertainment options. And respectfully, I love Kansas City. Kansas City has given me almost everything great in my life. But there is not... I haven't learned anything about this city that lends me to believe that they would embrace the NBA. That's just my opinion. Now, a winner, everyone would support a winner. But just the sense that I get, the NBA is not... the average Kansas Cityan is not longing for the NBA. I love the NBA. Grew up with the NBA. Covered the NBA for the first 10 years of my career. Or at least was around the NBA for the first 10 years of my career. Covered the NBA Finals. Been around. Been to some big games, some big moments. I don't get the sense that that's what Kansas City wants. Maybe you know the city better than I. But from my experience, yeah, no. Let's go to Steven from DeSoto. You're on 610 Sports Radio. Go ahead, Steven.
Hey, Vern, you should have been here when the Kings were playing the Lakers in the finals. You might have a little different opinion on that one.
My opinion wouldn't have changed. That was 40 years ago. Well, lots changed in 40 years.
It was like March Madness. It was better than the Royals. The playing the Kings and the Lakers against Kareem was almost better than winning a World Series. But you know, the problem that we're dealing with here is you're trying to steal my childhood with a money grab. How are you going to? I want all the listeners to think of how are you going to convince me from Johnson County to drive all the way over to the Northland for just basically greed, for just basically abject greed.
What does that got to do with anything, to be quite honest with you? You're talking about a hypothetical stadium in the North Kansas City and that you won't go to it. Okay, then don't go. It's not even there yet. How are you agitated about it already?
I'm just dealing with facts. The Royals announced they're going to have a downtown site and a Northland site, and I really don't want to go to that hellhole downtown. So don't go to it.
Why are you calling up me to tell me about it?
I didn't ask for any of this.
I don't care if you're going or not going.
How is this franchise? How are you going to attract me to drive north when you're stealing my childhood and taking away all
my
memories?
Steve, you are so dramatic. Good Lord, you're like a 13-year-old high schooler. Get out of here. Stealing my childhood. Oh, my goodness. Thanks for the phone call. My word, you're stealing my childhood. The humanity. Grow up. When was the last time you went to a game? I swear the only time I hear from you is some whiny BS like that. Then don't go. And certainly stop listening to them. I don't understand why you still do this to yourself, Steve. Let's go to Cheryl from Hyde Park. Had a chance to catch up with Cheryl during the game. Cheryl, man, I really thought tonight was the night that they would end the losing streak. You were in the building, but the boys unable to come through for us.
Well, I did my best.
You did.
Actually, I was trying to feel the juju all day. I thought, yep, I feel really good. But I finally realized when I was leaving the ballpark, which I did enjoy being there. I wanted to mention that I haven't been to the ballpark in a long time, and there's just nothing like a ball game. And I love seeing Shohei Ohtani and Singer pitching and Mike Trout. Those are kind of one time. Everybody should see them once.
Agreed.
But you know what? I was saying to Bahi when we were leaving, you know, I was trying too hard too. You know, I was gripping the chairs and had my fists all clenched up and yelling my head off. I think I'm tense too when they get up to bat. So I don't know. The tension is creeping all over the place. I don't know what can fix it. I think we need to be maybe just a little more go with the flow, as difficult as that sounds. Mm-hmm. But, you know, 2015 is still ringing in my ears. And, you know, I'll very gladly wait to be on that ride all over again.
Yeah.
But I also thought of maybe a little historical note, if you're up for that this evening.
Let's hear it.
All right. I was raised in St. Louis, and my grandmother was a domestic there in the 1920s. And I knew she liked baseball, and I asked her about, you know, I think I asked her about why she liked baseball, or, you know, what
got her going on baseball. And she said, well, in St. Louis, if you were a domestic, you had Thursday afternoon and Sunday afternoon off. But and on Thursday afternoon, if there was a game in town, they were all daytime games then, of course, they had they let the domestics in free to watch the ball game. And I just thought that was such a great thing for them to do. And it ignited, you know, a love for baseball in my grandmother. And you know, I think I feel it today. So it's just something that, you know, when I think of that and think of my grandmother and what a joy it was for her to go to a baseball game. And here I can go in and, you know, sit in a good seat and, and enjoy a game. Just don't discount the magic of baseball. If anyone has seen their team win or even be in a series, it's a big deal.
Yeah.
And, you know, not every team can be in the series every year. And, yeah, we're going to have some pretty distressing times, and we're in the middle of one now. So let's just keep our powder dry and know who we are and what we're all about. And if these aren't the boys that can bring us around to that time and we need to trade some away, boy, I'm a hard one to come around to this, but you know, I guess I'm for it. Salvi would be a really hard one, but
the thing is, Cheryl, and I appreciate the phone call. It was great seeing you out at the ballpark, and I know I'm going to see you out here again. You keep acting like, okay, this is... No, you'll be back. I'll see you at Kauffman Stadium. But as far as Salvador Perez, yeah, we've talked a lot about the idea of trading him before the August 1st trade deadline. I'm going to put all that talk on hold until we see his name back in the lineup. I know the team was optimistic. I know Salvi was optimistic, saying... that, you know, it's still sore, still swelling, but he's hoping to get out there this weekend against the Angels. I need to see him out there first, and then we can reignite the idea of trading Salvador Perez. I want to see him first avoid that IL, because that 89-mile-per-hour fastball he took off the hand looked very painful. He walked right to the dugout, which is abnormal for Salvi. Normally, he makes a beeline to first base, and you need to convince him to come out of the game. He didn't need any convincing on Wednesday. He walked right to that dugout and said, Skip, I'm good. Put someone else in there. Cheryl, great hearing from you. Really appreciate that story about your grandmother. I know personally, yes, you know, my father was obviously big, but my grandfather, he put me over the top as far as a baseball fan. That was the guy, him, Ken Burns, my dad, and Buck O'Neill, I would say, are the four men most responsible for my love of the game. Great hearing from you. Great seeing you, Cheryl. Royals lose 3-0. The loss is saddled on Brady Singer's back. He's now 4-6 this season. He went 5 1/3 with 2 runs on 8 hits, a pair of walks, and 5 strikeouts. He had this to say after the game on Bally Sports Kansas City.
It was much better tonight. You know, I was able to kind of steer the sink around on both sides of the plate, and was able to, you know, kind of attack hitters more there. And you know, I threw some good changeups as well as the slider was working as well tonight.
That first inning, how do you get through that? And especially with getting out on the bases there too.
Probably big. Yeah, I was just trying to stay in the zone there. You know, walked her out there during that, but you know, just trying to stay in the zone, trying to make pitches, not trying to, you know, kind of let it get away from me there. And you know, I feel like I did a pretty good job of that.
Did you do anything different with your slider as well, and leading up to this start?
No. You know, I've had good feel for it, you know, the past 2 outings, and, you know, it's just been working well for me. I've been able to, you know, throw it in kind of both sides of the plate there, you know, to these lefties. So I'm just happy with where it's at.
Is it your ankle or your foot that you slipped?
My leg just grabbed a little bit, but it was just the mound kind of gave out and slipped a little bit, but nothing wrong.
You kind of throw off rhythm or anything?
No, not really. You know, I just try to make some, you know, some quality pitches in there, and, you know, obviously want to get through that inning there. You know, I felt good about, you know, getting through that inning and, you know, handed over to the offense there, and but couldn't get through it. But, you know, like I said, just kind of stayed in the zone as much as I could and battled there.
You've got runners on. Do you change anything about your approach a couple times tonight? You're able to get out of
it? Yeah, no, like I said, I mean, the biggest thing that I want to do right now that I haven't been able to do is stay in the zone. I feel like I've, you know, let some walks go on and, you know, some bad pitches. And, you know, tonight I just tried to compete in the zone with, you know, what I had tonight as much as I could.
So maybe with your sinker, especially?
Yeah, definitely, especially with my sinker. You know, like I said, I had some better command with it tonight. I was able to use it more.
Seems like the up and down nature, when you have command of your sinker, you're pitching well. So is that the way you see it too?
Yeah, it definitely helps. I mean, obviously, you know, it's kind of obviously my pitch. So, you know, when I have command of that, I feel like I can, you know, do a lot better. You know, obviously get a little bit deeper in the game as well. But, you know, I feel like I can usually always use the slider when I need to. But if I have the slider and the fastball, it's obviously better. And do some good changeups tonight too.
That's Brady Singer, fell two outs shy of qualifying for a quality start. Royals have one quality start in their last 25 games. They lose tonight 3-0. We go back to your phone calls. Again, the number 913-586-7610. That's 913-586-7610. Let's go to Josh in Kansas City. Josh, you're on the postgame show. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern, how you doing tonight?
All right, man. How are you?
I'm great. So I just want to do a couple things, or I guess say a couple things. Is first, I guess, for the people who, I guess, say want to move the Royals out of Kansas City, I just don't really get that, because I don't really know how that would, I guess, benefit the organization if they're not winning right now. I just don't really think that would be a good thing to do. And secondly, how about Shohei Ohtani? I mean, from his series in Arlington this past week, his ability to hit the home runs in the opposite field, like 440-something feet, is just incredible. And just to see him, I guess, not really do it tonight, but in the first inning he took that inside pitch and just roped it down the left field line was pretty amazing. Fortunately, we don't have to face him this weekend on the mound, because I feel like that would be a nightmare. And then another thing I want to get your thoughts on is, I know people will probably ask this a lot, is I guess what we do at the trade deadline. And, you know, I know Aroldis and Scott Barlow are two of the top names that the Royals might be trading. I want to, you know, get your thoughts on if there's any young guys that you think might be a good trade asset. I saw Michael Garcia might be one. Yeah, that's all I really had. Thanks for the call.
Appreciate it, Josh. Let's hit on all of it. Well, first of all, the Royals aren't leaving Kansas City, right? The whole North Kansas City thing, I don't really buy it. But as far as them leaving, I don't know if you're worried like an Oakland thing. That's not going to happen. Shohei Ohtani, just like Cheryl said, you got to see him once. It's like Patrick Mahomes. Michael Jordan, got to see him once. You know, Patrick Mahomes might not be the greatest of all time. He might not win seven Super Bowls like Tom Brady. Tom Brady might hang on to that GOAT status forever. But you and I know there's never been a quarterback as talented as Patrick Mahomes. Now, Willie Mays, Hank Aaron, Oscar Charleston, they might be the greatest of all time. Joe DiMaggio, Yogi Berra, because of their postseason success. They might be the greatest of all time, but there's never been anybody better than Shohei Ohtani. He is the greatest weapon this sport has ever seen. And as far as the trade deadline, yeah, Aroldis Chapman is gone. And then after that, I don't think there are any certainties. Scott Barlow, Taylor Clark, Carlos Hernandez, possibly. Edward Olivares, Nicky Lopez, possibly. Now, those relievers could bring you back something of note. Olivares, Nicky Lopez. You're going to get a lottery ticket back for them. And as far as the young guys are concerned, it's my thought, my opinion, that the only way I'm going to part with one of these young, homegrown, with years of team control still ahead of them, the only way I part with them is if I think they're at their apex or their pinnacle, right? They're performing well. So Bobby or MJ, that's not happening. To me, the only young guys that are performing well on a fairly consistent basis, Nick Prado and Michael Garcia. So, sure. But as I've said before, everyone is available. Everyone should be available. But I don't see Bobby or MJ or any of the other, you know, Singer, Lynch, guys that have fallen short of their expectations, I don't see you parting with them because you're not going to accept quarters on the dollar for your talented homegrown pieces. Thanks for the phone call, Josh. Phone line open for you, 913-586-7610, and we'll get back to your thoughts as the Royals lose a 10th straight game. They're shut out at home by the Angels, 3-0 our final score. We'll get right back to your thoughts after this.
Burns Post Game Show on your home for Royals baseball, 610 Sports Radio, and the Odyssey app.
Hey, Kansas City, this is Scott Barlow, and you're listening to the home for Royals baseball, 610 Sports Radio.
Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball in Kansas City, 610 Sports Radio.
Singer needs to put the brakes on the Angels' offense here and now. Big pitch coming from Singer to the left-handed batter. Here it is. There goes the runner from first. Strike called, throw to second base, and they've got him caught in a rundown, and they tag him out. Huge pitch, huge result. So strike three, runner going, caught stealing.
Denny Matthews on the call. That finished off a 24-pitch first inning for Brady Singer. Only allows one run. That was one of two outs on the base paths from the Angels. A pair of gifts given to this Royals team. They were unable to capitalize on those gifts as they're shut out at home. They lose the opener of this weekend series to the Angels, 3-0 the final score. Record is now 18-51. Royals on pace to set a new record for futility in the American League. Right now on pace to go 42-120. Wow. 913-586-7610 is our phone number. Let's go to Dave in Lee Summit. Dave, you're on 610 Sports Radio after this 3-0 loss. Go ahead.
Yeah, hey, Vern, just wanted to call in. Appreciate what you do, man. You know, I was out there tonight. Just wanted to take an opportunity to still kind of put a positive spin on it. I've been going to Royals games since, you know, we were waiting for a dozen hits to get a free Krispy Kreme, a free dozen of Krispy Kremes. Yeah. So, you know, it is bleak right now, and we still have to hold ownership accountable, I feel like, as much as we can. But, you know, a great fireworks Friday. Still had the opportunity to see once-in-a-lifetime talent in Shohei. So, you know, so just trying to – I know, you know, I've been going through it, but the slightest little positive spin as we can, man. So thanks again, Vern. Appreciate you.
No, thank you. Thanks for calling up, waiting on hold to pass along some positives. Dave, I appreciate you, man. Thank you. Phone lines are open. Text line is there as well, 913-586-7610. Stefan writes in, Vern, once again, our lonely eyes turned to Brady Singer, and he more or less delivered. While short of a quality start, it was still an encouraging, a much-needed performance from the young man, Stefan. Well said. Text line 913-586-7610. Rally Mantis admitting to being a homophobe on the text line. Nice job. You kidding me, man? Dan and KCK offering congratulations to Brady Singer. From the 918, Vern, this coaching staff doesn't get these guys prepared. They're 0-9 after an off day, and they've been shut out four times. Vern, that's totally unacceptable. That is utterly terrible. Well, thanks for listening, and yeah. Let's go to Kyle in the Northland. Kyle, you're on 610 Sports Radio. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern. I just wanted to say real quick, I grew up rooting for the Cardinals, so that story by Cheryl in Hyde Park was pretty cool.
Yeah.
But I was pretty young when a thing called Albert Pujols came into the big leagues and had five straight seasons of 30 homers and 100 RBI to start a career. Wow. I'm pretty sure that had never been done before, if I'm not mistaken. So You mentioned the guys that got you hooked into baseball, and, you know, for me, it was Pujols and Yadi and Scott Rolen and Jim Edmonds and Chris Carpenter and, of course, Mike Matheny. So,
squad.
Just kind of ironic to see the current state of both teams. But back to the Royals, you know, I hear you talk a lot about a presence to calm the waters, and I said we need to go get this trade deadline, Luis Castillo, and I think that player is one and the same. You also talk a lot about paying the bad team tax, but we won't have to pay that. You know, we just have to outbid all the other teams. And as long as we get this season and one more, then I'm good with it. You know, just to bridge the gap till some of those younger starting pitchers can hopefully come up and, you know, get us on the right track. But we need a starting pitcher that we can expect to win the game every time he takes the mound. Mm-hmm. That's 20% of the game. So if we just play 500 ball in those other four, then you're talking about a 600 winning percentage. So with Greinke and Singer coming next, you know, we could be onto something. So, you know, let's get this thing jump started and be aggressive at the trade deadline.
Go get that ace, okay.
That's what I want to do, man. If we can pull it off, then that'd be awesome. But you also mentioned a lot about how Bobby seems to be running at an 11. And I heard a caller mention earlier in the season that he thinks Bobby should move to center field, and I had never considered it until he called in and mentioned that. So I just wanted to say I can't imagine a better place to see Bobby running full throttle than in center field at Kauffman. But as always, Vern, win or lose, we still listen to you. Go Royals.
All right, Kyle, I appreciate it, man. Thank you very much for saying that. Listen, Bobby can play anywhere, right? If you could play shortstop with that type of athleticism, that type of strength, that kind of speed, no doubt he could hold it down in center field. But he's, in my opinion, he's been fine defensively. He's been above average, well above average defensively. But yeah, I think he would flourish in center field as well. You know, Rex Hudler was the first person I heard bring up the Robin Yount comparisons. And while Bobby's much stronger than the Hall of Famer Robin Yount was at the age of 23. You know, Yount won an MVP at shortstop, won another in center field. I think Bobby's got that kind of talent. Can he become that type of hitter? Because it took Robin Yount a while before he became the guy that eventually would reach 3,000 hits and ultimately join Nolan Ryan and George Brett as they're inducted into Cooperstown in 1999. Man, you talk about the young pitching, and what comes across my timeline is some kid with the Dodgers, Emmett Sheehan, makes his big league debut tonight and throws 6 no-hit innings. Of course, the Dodgers go down to the minor leagues and call up another kid that is dealing. Because they got that other guy. His name is escaping me right now, but that other rookie that's dealing out there. Now, for as much credit as the Cleveland Guardians get for drafting and developing pitching, the Rays deserve a lot of credit as well, but the Dodgers, right there with them. Boy, oh boy. Just the rich getting richer. 913-586-7610. A few more from the text line. Chris in Topeka. Vern, to be fair, taking a look at the lineup that was trotted out there tonight, I'm wondering, even if a Royals pitcher threw a shutout, would it have mattered? Well, we maybe would still be playing. Maybe we'd be playing a 0-0 game in the 14th inning. Who knows? Alex writes in, Vern, I think the first thing someone needs to do is tell these guys the season is over and tell the young dudes, have some fun. I think the pressure is getting to these guys, and they're trying hard to win with one swing. Bad defense from trying to get 3 outs on one play and strike out the side with one pitch. It's not going to work. Vern, they are their own worst enemy at this point, signed Alex. Hard to argue, Alex. Let's go to Ty in Sedalia. Ty, you're on 610 Sports Radio as the Royals lose 3-0. Go ahead.
How you doing today, Vern?
I'm all right, buddy. How are you?
I'm doing all right. You know, it sucks to see another loss, and it sucks to see Salvi not in the lineup after that injury. I hope everything goes well for Salvi. I hope we don't have to see him go on the IL. But, you know, I mentioned last game about a presence that we can have, like Jerome Tang. You know, watching this team today, there was zero clutch with this team at all today. You know, normally when Salvi's in the lineup, he's the clutch guy in the lineup. There was zero of that today. You know, I mentioned Jerome Tang. You know, he helped build an atmosphere in Kansas State. You know, we can get a guy like him and try to help build a different atmosphere in Kansas City and try to have these guys have fun and try to help them with the clutch effort.
Gotcha, Ty. Thanks for the phone call. John in Mission writes in, Vern, we just don't have the talent. That's not on Matt Quatrero. That's on ownership in the front office, past and present. Vern, we got to scout, draft, sign, and develop. Screw the small market excuse. If they want a new stadium, give us a reason to fill it. Signed, John in Mission. Let's go to Steve in Lawrence. Steve, you're on 610 Sports Radio as the Royals fall 33 games below 500.
Hey, Vern.
Hey,
I just landed from being out of town, and I swear to God, I thought I landed in the Twilight Zone listening to some of these callers. I cannot believe people are actually talking about an NBA franchise. I mean, give me a freaking break.
I know.
You know, the comment about the Royals stealing your childhood, I'm sorry, but the Royals made my childhood.
All
with
right.
Brett, Jay Reagan, and Frank White, and they made my kids' childhood with Moose and Hosmer, and Kane and Salvi. So, look, we're going through some pretty crappy times here. But you know what? As a Kansas City fan, just in the broader picture of Kansas City fandom, we are living pretty good, all right? Since 2014, we've been living pretty darn good.
That's true.
And so we're living through some rough times here. But, you know, we're going to – if you look, if you take a step back and realize how much – change has happened in this franchise in the last year, you were bound to have a step back. I mean, it would be very rare for any organization, whether it be a sports team or a business, to have the amount of change from top to bottom that this organization has had and have any kind of success, right? There's going to be some steps back and some things to figure out culture-wise, and you know, and then we got all the stadium talk and all that swirling around. So, you know, there's just got to be some time for this to settle. I think your comment about the Dodgers, I think, is an excellent one. I think development is got to be a really hard look. Forget about what we have today and the nature side of it. Look inside, deeper inside our talent and our development. How does somebody like the Dodgers continue to develop pitchers with later round draft picks than we get, and then they're aces, right? So it's like, go get that guy. Go get somebody from the Dodgers. Go get somebody from Tampa Bay. Go get somebody from one of these organizations that has this penchant to develop pitcher after pitcher and see what we can do to make happen with these high draft picks that we're going to be looking to get here in the next couple of years.
Yeah.
So that's all I got. Keep your chin up. Always enjoy listening to you, and, you know, the better days will come.
Steve, I'm glad you're back in town, man. Welcome home. Appreciate it. Apparently need to apologize. That bozo earlier that called up and cussed on the air that made it through, so we apologize, Odyssey and 610 Sports Radio. Your ear shouldn't have heard that curse word, but you know what, man? That was a tremendous final call, Steve. So let's end it right there and let you know that tomorrow at 3:10, it's game two of this three-game series. Mike Meyer squaring off with a fellow right-hander, Griffin Koenig. Again, 3:10 first pitch. I'll be on the air with the On Deck Show beginning at 2 o'clock as the Royals look to end a 10-game losing streak, looking to avoid matching their 11-gamer from May of 2021. So again, the final score from Kauffman Stadium, Angels 3, Royals nothing. Luke, you can go ahead and play that music, Ben.
Yep, there you go.
Pretty sure when that guy cussed, instead of hitting the dump button, Luke played this. Play it loud enough, it'll drown out the cuss word. Tremendous job. Pre-game, post-game, Luke, I appreciate it, buddy. Kansas City, keep your chin up. I'll talk to you at 2 o'clock, live from the K, tomorrow on 610 Sports Radio. Take care.
You've been listening to Vern's postgame show.
Diving is MJ Melendez. Did he make that catch? He did!
Check out the All Things Vern channel on 610sports.com and the Odyssey app to stay up to date with your boys in blue.
And a swing and a miss. He struck him out with a fastball. Seventh strikeout for Daniel Lynch.
On your home of the Royals, 610 Sports Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Time, he might not win 7 Super Bowls like Tom Brady. Tom Brady might hang on to that GOAT status forever. But you and I know there's never been a quarterback as talented as Patrick Mahomes. Now, Willie Mays, Hank Aaron, Oscar Charleston, they might be the greatest of all time. Joe DiMaggio, Yogi Berra, because of their postseason success, they might be the greatest of all time, but there's never been anybody better than Shohei Ohtani. He is the greatest weapon this sport has ever seen. And as far as the trade deadline, yeah, Aroldis Chapman is gone. And then after that, I don't think there are any certainties. Scott Barlow, Taylor Clark, Carlos Hernandez, possibly. Edward Olivares, Nicky Lopez, possibly. Now, those relievers could bring you back something of note. Olivares, Nicky Lopez, you're going to get a lottery ticket back for them. And as far as the young guys are concerned, it's my thought, my opinion, that the only way I'm going to part with one of these young, homegrown, with years of team control still ahead of them, the only way I part with them is if I think they're at their apex or their pinnacle, right? They're performing well. So Bobby or MJ, that's not happening. To me, the only young guys that are performing well on a fairly consistent basis, Nick Prado and Michael Garcia. So, sure. But as I've said before, everyone is available. Everyone should be available. But I don't see Bobby or MJ or any of the other, you know, Singer, Lynch, guys that have fallen short of their expectations. I don't see you parting with them because you're not going to accept quarters on the dollar for your talented homegrown pieces. Thanks for the phone call, Josh. Phone line open for you, 913-586-7610, and we'll get back to your thoughts as the Royals lose a 10th straight game. They're shut out at home by the Angels, 3-0 our final score. We get right back to your thoughts after this.
Burns Post Game Show on your home for Royals baseball, 610 Sports Radio, and the Odyssey app.
Hey, Kansas City, this is Scott Barlow, and you're listening to the home for Royals baseball, 610 Sports Radio.
Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball in Kansas City, 610 Sports Radio.
Singer needs to put the brakes on the Angels' offense here and now. Big pitch coming from Singer to the left-handed batter. Here it is. There goes the runner from first. Strike called. Throw to second base, and they've got him caught in a rundown, and they tag him out. Huge pitch. Huge result. So strike three, runner going, caught stealing.
Denny Matthews on the call. That finished off a 24-pitch first inning for Brady Singer. Only allows one run. That was one of two outs on the base paths from the Angels. A pair of gifts given to this Royals team. They were unable to capitalize on those gifts as they're shut out at home. They lose the opener of this weekend series to the Angels. 3-0 the final score. Record is now 18-51. Royals on pace to set a new record for futility in the American League. Right now on pace to go 42-120. Wow. 913-586-7610 is our phone number. Let's go to Dave in Lee Summit. Dave, you're on 610 Sports Radio after this 3-0 loss. Go ahead.
Yeah, hey, Vern, just wanted to call in. Appreciate what you do, man. You know, I was out there tonight. Just wanted to take an opportunity to still kind of put a positive spin on it. I've been going to Royals games since, you know, we were waiting for a dozen hits to get a free Krispy Kreme, a free dozen of Krispy Kreme. Yeah. So, you know, it is bleak right now, and we still have to hold ownership accountable, I feel like, as much as we can. But, you know, a great fireworks Friday. Still had the opportunity to see once-in-a-lifetime talent in Shohei. So, you know, so just trying to – I know, you know, I've been going through it, but the slightest little positive spin as we can, man. So thanks again, Vern. Appreciate you.
No, thank you. Thanks for calling up, waiting on hold to pass along some positives. Dave, I appreciate you, man. Thank you. Phone lines are open. Text line is there as well, 913-586-7610. Stefan writes in, Vern, once again, our lonely eyes turned to Brady Singer, and he more or less delivered. While short of a quality start, it was still an encouraging and much-needed performance from the young man, Stefan. Well said. Text line 913-586-7610. Rally Mantis admitting to being a homophobe on the text line. Nice job. You kidding me, man? Dan and KCK offering congratulations to Brady Singer. From the 918, Vern, this coaching staff doesn't get these guys prepared. They're 0-9 after an off day, and they've been shut out four times. Vern, that's totally unacceptable. That is utterly terrible. Well, thanks for listening, and yeah. Let's go to Kyle in the Northland. Kyle, you're on 610 Sports Radio. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern. I just wanted to say real quick, I grew up rooting for the Cardinals, so that story by Cheryl in Hyde Park was pretty cool.
Yeah.
But I was pretty young when a thing called Albert Pujols came into the big leagues and had five straight seasons of 30 homers and 100 RBI to start a career. Wow. I'm pretty sure that had never been done before, if I'm not mistaken. So you mentioned the guys that got you hooked into baseball, and, you know, for me it was Pujols and Yadi and Scott Rowland and Jim Edmonds and Chris Carpenter and, of course, Mike Matheny. So
squad.
Just kind of ironic to see the current state of both teams. But back to the Royals. you know, I hear you talk a lot about a presence to calm the waters, and I said we need to go get this trade deadline's Luis Castillo, and I think that player is one and the same. You also talk a lot about paying the bad team tax, but we won't have to pay that, you know. We just have to outbid all the other teams, and as long as we get this season and one more, then I'm good with it, you know, just to bridge the gap till some of those younger starting pitchers can hopefully come up and, you know, get us on the right track. But we need a starting pitcher that we can expect to win the game every time he takes the mound. Mm-hmm. That's 20% of the game. So if we just play 500 ball in those other four, then you're talking about a 600 winning percentage. So with Greinke and Singer coming next, you know, we could be on to something. So, you know, let's get this thing jump started and be aggressive at the trade deadline.
Go get that ace, okay.
That's what I want to do, man. If we can pull it off, then that'd be awesome. But you also mentioned a lot about how Bobby seems to be running at an 11. And I heard a caller mention earlier in the season that he thinks Bobby should move to center field. And I had never considered it until he called in and mentioned that. So I just wanted to say I can't imagine a better place to see Bobby running full throttle than in center field at Kauffman. But as always, Vern, win or lose, we still listen to you. Go Royals.
All right, Kyle, I appreciate it, man. Thank you very much for saying that. Listen, Bobby can play anywhere, right? If you could play shortstop with that type of athleticism, that type of strength, that kind of speed, no doubt he could hold it down in center field. But he's, in my opinion, he's been fine defensively. He's been above average, well above average defensively. But yeah, I think he would flourish in center field as well. You know, Rex Hudler was the first person I heard bring up the Robin Yount comparisons. And while Bobby's much stronger than the Hall of Famer Robin Yount was at the age of 23, you know, Yount won an MVP at shortstop, won another in center field. I think Bobby's got that kind of talent. Can he become that type of hitter? Because it took Robin Yount a while before he became the guy that eventually would reach 3,000 hits and ultimately join Nolan Ryan and George Brett as they're inducted into Cooperstown in 1999. Man, you talk about the young pitching, and what comes across my timeline is some kid with the Dodgers, Emmett Sheehan, makes his big league debut tonight and throws 6 no-hit innings. Of course, the Dodgers go down to the minor leagues and call up another kid that is dealing. Because they got that other guy. His name is escaping me right now, but that other rookie that's dealing out there. Now, for as much credit as the Cleveland Guardians get for drafting and developing pitching, the Rays deserve a lot of credit as well, but the Dodgers right there with them. Boy, oh boy. Just the rich getting richer. 913-586-7610. A few more from the text line. Chris in Topeka. Vern, to be fair, taking a look at the lineup that was trotted out there tonight, I'm wondering, even if a Royals pitcher threw a shutout, would it have mattered? Well, we maybe would still be playing. Maybe we'd be playing a 0-0 game in the 14th inning. Who knows? Alex writes in, Vern, I think the first thing someone needs to do is tell these guys the season is over and tell the young dudes, have some fun. I think the pressure is getting to these guys, and they're trying hard to win with one swing. Bad defense from trying to get 3 outs on one play and strike out the side with one pitch. It's not going to work. Vern, they are their own worst enemy at this point, signed Alex. Hard to argue, Alex. Let's go to Ty in Sedalia. Ty, you're on 610 Sports Radio as the Royals lose 3-0. Go ahead.
How you doing today, Vern?
I'm all right, buddy. How are you?
I'm doing all right. You know, it sucks to see another loss, and it sucks to see Salvi not in the lineup after that injury. I hope everything goes well for Salvi. I hope we don't have to see him go on the IL. But, you know, I mentioned last game about a presence that we can have, like Jerome Tang. You know, watching this team today, there was zero clutch with this team at all today. You know, normally when Salvi's in the lineup, he's the clutch guy in the lineup. There was zero of that today. You know, I mentioned Jerome Tang. You know, he helped build an atmosphere in Kansas State. You know, we can get a guy like him and try to help build a different atmosphere in Kansas City and try to have these guys have fun and try to help them with the clutch effort.
Gotcha, Ty. Thanks for the phone call. John in Mission writes in, Vern, we just don't have the talent. That's not on Matt Quatrero. That's on ownership in the front office, past and present. Vern, we got to scout, draft, sign, and develop. Screw the small market excuse. If they want a new stadium, give us a reason to fill it. Signed, John in Mission. Let's go to Steve in Lawrence. Steve, you're on 610 Sports Radio as the Royals fall 33 games below 500.
Hey, Vern.
Hey,
just landed from being out of town, and I swear to God, I thought I landed in the Twilight Zone listening to some of these callers. I cannot believe people are actually talking about an NBA franchise. I mean, give me a freaking break.
I know.
You know, the comment about the Royals stealing your childhood, I'm sorry, but the Royals made my childhood with
right.
Brett, Jay Reagan, and Frank White, and they made my kids' childhood with Moose and Hosmer and Kane and Salvi. So, look, we're going through some pretty crappy times here, but you know what? As a Kansas City fan, just in the broader picture of Kansas City fandom, we are living pretty good, all right? Since 2014, we've been
right.
living pretty darn good.
That's true.
And so we're living through some rough times here, but you know, we're gonna, if you take a step back and realize how much change has happened in this franchise in the last year, you're bound to have a step back. I mean, it would be very rare for any organization, whether it be a sports team or a business, to have the amount of change from top to bottom that this organization has had and have any kind of success, right? There's going to be some steps back and some things to figure out culture-wise, and you know, and then we got all the stadium talk and all that swirling around. So, you know, there's just got to be some time for this to settle. I think your comment about the Dodgers, I think, is an excellent one. I think development is got to be a really hard look. Forget about what we have today and the nature side of it. Look inside, deeper inside our talent and our development. How does somebody like the Dodgers continue to develop pitchers with later round draft picks than we get, and then they're aces, right? So it's like, go get that guy. Go get somebody from the Dodgers. Go get somebody from Tampa Bay. Go get somebody from one of these organizations that has this penchant to develop pitcher after pitcher, and see what we can do to make happen with these high draft picks that we're going to be looking to get here in the next couple of years.
Yeah.
So that's all I got. Keep your chin up. Always enjoy listening to you, and, you know, the better days will come.
Steve, I'm glad you're back in town, man. Welcome home. Appreciate it. Apparently need to apologize. That bozo earlier that called up and cussed on the air, that made it through, so we apologize. Odyssey and 610 Sports Radio. Your ear shouldn't have heard that curse word, but... you know what, man? That was a tremendous final call, Steve. So let's end it right there and let you know that tomorrow at 3:10, it's game two of this three-game series. Mike Meyer squaring off with a fellow right-hander, Griffin Koenig. Again, 3:10 first pitch. I'll be on the air with the On Deck Show beginning at 2 o'clock as the Royals look to end a 10-game losing streak, looking to avoid matching their 11-gamer from May of 2021. So again, the final score from Kauffman Stadium, Angels 3, Royals nothing. Luke, you can go ahead and play that music bed. Yep, there you go. Pretty sure when that guy cussed, instead of hitting the dump button, Luke played this. Play it loud enough, it'll drown out the cuss word. Tremendous job. Pre-game, post-game, Luke, I appreciate it, buddy. Kansas City, keep your chin up. I'll talk to you at 2 o'clock, live from the K, tomorrow on 610 Sports Radio. Take care.
You've been listening to Vern's post-game show.
Diving is MJ Melendez. Did he make that?
that catch? He did!
Check out the All Things Vern channel on 610sports.com and the Odyssey app to stay up to date with your boys in blue.
And a swing and a miss. He struck him out with a fastball. Seventh strikeout for Daniel Lynch.
On your home of the Royals, 610 Sports Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.